This podcast contains strong language and adult themes, so if that's not your cup of tea, go and find something else. But if it is, then we're happy to have you. So welcome. Da 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 da. Sting it at da 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 da. Sting it at da. I'm Holly, I'm single and I live in Manchester.
And I'm Jess, I'm a married mum of two and live in Devon.
Despite our differences, we are still the best of friends and we have been since the day we were born.
So welcome to our podcast, Two Kids and a Best Friend, where we discuss everything from night feeds to nights out, pop culture, embarrassing stories and confessions.
So, you'll be pleased to know that I am in a much better mood this week.
Oh God, I can already hear by your voice. Bloody hell, last week, for anyone who listened, when you listen to like the first 5-10 minutes, Holly sounds like she's in a right shitty.
I would say less like being in a shitty, but someone who has just been to a wake, perhaps. Yeah, I wasn't in the best of moods, but do you know what? Like a chuffing boomerang, I'm back. As Taylor Swift says, she's a phoenix rising from the ashes, but even the phoenix is bloody tired. That's me. Something along those lines. I paraphrased that massively.
After listening back to yourself last week, you're back with a vengeance this week to make a really good episode.
I'm back with
a
vengeance because ain't nobody bringing my mood down, let me tell you that right now. If there's one thing I've got, it's my sense of humour.
Exactly, and we can't let anyone bloody stop us doing this podcast and bringing out our brilliant content.
I know, exactly, because Jess and I have actually booked to go and watch Luana, the podcast in London. They're doing this thing called The Big Blow Off, which is a big like brunch style show, podcast show. And
I'm so excited.
And you know, credit where credit's due. It was my recent obsession getting into listening to Luana that made me think that Jess and I could do a podcast because we just the chats that we've always had are just hilarious and our lives and everything. So I thought, well, why not? Obviously, we're not celebs like them, but obviously, we're giving it a good crack.
We'll get there.
So we will really get there. What we're doing is we're going to take notes, aren't we?
It's basically a business trip.
It's a business trip, so we're getting the company card out, not like we have one.
You mean my savings account?
Yeah, we're using Jess's equity from her house sale. So let's hope it all goes ahead.
Oh God, I know.
So we're going to do that, but we're going to stay for two nights, aren't we? So that's on the Sunday, and then we're going to stay for two nights. And do you know what? I have to say, I am absolutely buzzing because you and I have never done a weekend away together, the two of us.
No, we haven't. It is going to be so
fun. And we haven't
fun.
Been to London since we were like 10 together.
Oh my God, we can recreate some of the photos.
That is a brilliant idea.
We're going to have to go Madame Tussauds.
Oh my God. Oh my God. No, we have to. We have to do all that. So I'm really excited for that because we're going to have so much fun. Mm. So
Oh, it's going to be so fun. I haven't yet looked at accommodation or train, so I'm a little bit worried about how much it is going to cost, but it'll be fine. We'll credit card it.
I'm going to London, not this weekend, the weekend after, for just one night for this football podcast I go on. And I managed to get a premiere in for like £60.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
And that was on the Sunday. So, I mean, Saturday is going to be more expensive, but we'll just...
You can never go wrong with a premiere.
You can never
in.
Go... I love a premiere in. So, do you know what? I think we'll be absolutely fine. Cause, and you don't have to worry because I've been to London literally hundreds of times now on my own.
Are you going to be the person who basically
leads
like
the way.
Arranges
I'll
everything
arrange it.
I just have to follow.
I'll arrange it. I'll tell you what tube we're getting on. I'll have the whole thing planned for us. You just go on TikTok, love, and look at what bars and restaurants you want to go to, okay?
Yeah, right. You'll already have those planned as
yeah,
well,
true.
Won't you?
This is definitely true. Yeah, good point.
We need some to get some good Insta TikTok content,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah, we do. And if our podcast blows up in between now and then, we'll do our podcast show on the Saturday night, then go Luana's on the Sunday and compare. So how's your week been then, babes?
Oh my God, so I've got one really serious thing to say and one really funny thing to say. What do you want to hear first?
Serious thing and then happy thing, because it's like, you know when you watch a scary movie and then you got to watch a happy movie after?
We used to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we scare we? Ourselves. We'd be hard as nails. Oh yeah, be fine, watch that. Get your mum to get us a scary movie from Blockbuster. And then after that, we'd end up putting Lizzie McGuire movie on.
We'd have to, because we'd be petrified that there were demons in the room.
I don't, I know.
So basically, we last week, I can't even remember when it was now, we decided we were going to take George and Ella, well, not so much Ella because she didn't really eat anything there, but George to McDonald's for tea. Mm. So we drove out to the McDonald's out Crown Hill way, and as I was getting out the car, so George got out the car, I was in around the back getting Ella out the car. So George kind of walked around and stood in front of the back door, where which was open, and I was getting Ella out. So he was stood in front, I was stood behind, and I got Ella out, and then I closed the door, and George's thumb was somehow behind the front door. So in between the front and the back door.
The crack, the crack.
Yeah, so I shut the door and he was putting his thumb in that bit. The door completely shut. His thumb was stuck. Oh, don't, because it's making me feel sick even thinking about it.
I bet he screamed.
He just instantly screamed. I saw it. I like opened, I had to open the door to release his thumb. Oh my God. So I opened the door, released his thumb. He was hysterical. He was crying, crying. We took him in McDonald's. Some of the workers got him some ice. And he was just going, I want to go home. And oh, it was just so sad. And I was like frantic. Because you hate seeing him like that. Luckily, Ollie was there. So straight away, luckily, we were right by the hospital. So we were like, we're just going to have to take him straight up. So we went straight up to A&E. And it's so good in A&E now because they have a paediatric section.
Do they? Oh, that's
so you
good.
Don't have to go. So you don't have to go into the main bit, you know, yeah. Where there's like a 9-hour wait. They literally have their own entrance for peds. So I walked straight in, went up to the desk, explained what happened. They took like his details. I sat down and Ollie had gone to park the car. So I sat down and his like arms were wrapped around me. He was sobbing. I was trying to distract him. And he started calming down a bit, but within 5 minutes, we were seen by somebody who, like, examined, asked questions, and then she was really lovely. She, like, showed us, like, the fish tank, and that really distracted him, and he started calming down. And then there was loads of toys in the waiting area, so that got him a bit excited. Mm. And then within 10 minutes, we were seen again and taken down for an X-ray. And I was so sure he had broken it, but he was so sweet. He was like stood there holding his like hand out for the X-ray, and he was really, really good. And luckily it wasn't broken, but it was swollen like mad. But they showed me the X-ray, and it's crazy. So like, you know your thumb, There's like three bones, and kids aren't connected yet. So where our bones are connected, I could just see in the picture like three separate bones. It was so weird, but yeah, so really lucky it wasn't broken. He soon calmed down. Then he asked if we could go McDonald's. We were only in there for like half hour, 45 minutes, but by the time he had been seen, checked in, reviewed, x-ray, and a doctor had examined the x-ray. Like, how good is that?
I think that's so good. And I think that's the thing with kids, isn't it? They can't process pain yet. They don't know. Their brains can't process it. So they don't understand what that feeling is, like that intense as well. And also,
I can't even imagine. It makes me feel sick.
Oh, I know. And
it's the
shock as well, isn't it?
Yeah, he was probably so shocked. Oh, honestly, like, I was sobbing. The mum guilt I felt was horrendous.
Yeah,
like, honestly, I've never felt guilt like it. So, because he was so excited, because he loves going McDonald's and sitting inside in McDonald's. It's like his favourite thing to do. Great parents. Honestly, like, not long after, he was fine. We took him back to McDonald's because he asked if he could go. And the staff were really lovely. They actually came over and recognised us and said, oh, is it like, are you okay now? Blah, blah, blah. And yeah, he's fine now. He's completely forgot. But he is a bit scared of the car. He keeps going, don't do that again, mummy. And he like gets out of the car and really swerves out of the way. So he makes sure he don't get
it. Oh my God, I bet it makes you feel really bad every time he says that.
don't do it again, mummy.
Mummy didn't mean to.
Honestly, I was like, why couldn't have it been daddy, for God's sake? So anyway, I've got my funny story to make up for the sad story, and you're gonna love it. So it was sunny the other day, so I had on like this crop top thing, you know, like the green one that I wore. I think I posted a photo in it. So it's like a crop top, and I don't know why, I just couldn't be bothered. You know what we're like, we never want to wear bras anymore, so I didn't wear a bra under it.
Oh no.
Do you know where this is going? So I went over to my nan and granddad's house to pick George up. So I sat on the floor and he came over and he was like, oh, he was like, I like your top, mummy. So I was sat directly in front of my granddad, like on the floor. George sits on my lap, grabs my top and just lifts it up like that. My full tits were out, right? My granddad was like, oh, like covered his face, and I like put them down and I was like, granddad's just seen my tits.
Oh, don't, because I seriously, it's so embarrassing. I gotta tell you a story as well, actually.
What?
So this was right. This was back when my nan was really poorly and she was in the bed upstairs and she was in the last few days of her life, and obviously that is really sad. But yeah. I'll never forget, I was on my period and I had put, like, I'm very conscious that you shouldn't throw your tampons down the toilet, right? Bad for the environment. So I wrapped a tampon up at my nan and granddad's house and put it in the bin. We're all sat in the living room. The hospice nurse has just been and told us that really it is genuinely a matter of days, if not hours. We're all sobbing. Yeah. Granddad's there, my cousins, my auntie, my mum and me. Anyway, we look down and we go, what's Mabel eating? She had obviously gone in the bathroom bin, this dog, got the bloody tampon out, and she's chewing on it in the living room, and everyone was there. Jamie bent down, my cousin, and he went, oh, what's she got? And then he went, oh my God, it's a tampon. And I was like, oh, and we all just couldn't breathe.
Stop it, Pam. It's that situation as well.
But you know what? It was one of those moments where we needed it, like, we just needed a laugh, and it just came out of nowhere. And my mum was like, why'd you put that in the bin for? I was like, what do you want me to do? Kill a friggin' turtle or something instead?
Do you know the worst thing about dogs is they are so disgusting that they sniff it out. I catch my dogs licking my pants.
Mabel,
like, when,
this dog,
you know,
she's obsessed with vaginas. Like, she genuinely, every time I stay at my nan and granddad's, I put my knickers, when I've worn them, I put them on top of the wardrobe so she can't get them. And I put like a little pile of my clothes on top of the wardrobe so she can't, because she'll chew the crotch out of your pajama bottoms. You pick up your knickers and there's just a big hole in the middle. It's just like the pants will fall into bits. Honestly, she does it to all of us. And so much so, I went over to granddad's the other day and I saw a pair of my pants on top of the wardrobe that I'd forgot to take.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
Honestly.
The fact that she chews the crotch that much. It is disgusting, isn't it? Like, dogs, they, have you ever been in a situation where, like, you go to someone you don't really know that well, or like a distant family's house, and their dog comes up to you and like
jumps up and sniffing your bits,
sniffing,
and you
your
feel
vagina.
Really awkward, like, I know.
And you try and like awkwardly push them away.
Oh.
And they come back for more.
I know, it's so gross. So was it awkward with your granddad then? Because I almost feel like with men like that, they never know where to look after. They're like, oh my God.
No, he didn't. So he just like covered. Luckily, I'm so close to my granddad and my mum was there as well. And everyone just pissed themselves. And I just was like, granddad's just seen my tits. And they were like, oh no, nothing I've ever seen before. But it was so funny. I'm glad it was my granddad, to be fair, because I feel like I'd be more embarrassed if it was my dad than my granddad.
You know, last week how I was moping about my dating life and potential relationship prospects? Well, like some kind of fate Harry Styles is single, guys. He's single. And it's almost like he...
I was wondering where you were going
with that. It's almost like he heard my prayer. He heard my prayer. And...
it is fate.
It's fate. So he's not with Taylor Russell anymore, the actress. Apparently, well, not confirmed, but everyone's saying it. But it's because he said he was ready to have children and wanted to have children with her. And she said that she wasn't ready or didn't want to. So the relationship has ended. Well, who wants to be Harry Styles' baby mama? Me! Me. I volunteer, okay? I volunteer.
I volunteer as tribute.
We just need to keep manifesting and it will happen one day.
Honestly, that will heal my broken heart. Tenfold. That's what I need. After the worst year of my life, constant bad news. That's just what I need. I need to be Harry Styles' girlfriend. I've earned it. On the subject of love interests, there's something that I read in the news this week that I really want to share with you. So this is on the BBC News website. Unlucky in love, flamingo lays first egg aged 70. A flamingo who was described as having been unlucky in love has laid her first egg at a nature reserve aged 70. Gertrude is part of a flamboyance of more than 65 flamingos at a nature reserve near Norfolk. The reserve is awaiting new arrivals of flaminglets, that's what the babies are called, as many of the birds are currently sitting on their nests before their eggs hatch. Ben Marshall, the reserve's managing director, said flamingos might live 40 years and Gertrude is 70, so at the ripe old age to be able to display maternal characteristics is amazing. Said that she's been unlucky in love and been unable to produce an egg, but she has at age 70, which is an incredible sight to see. So all I want to say is that's given me hope.
How do flamingos only live until 40 and we got a 70-year-old over here laying eggs?
But then you get to the bottom of the article and you realise that the egg was like an empty egg, so it's not going to have anything in it to hatch.
Oh, don't stop. Why did you just have to ruin the story? She's having a phantom, like, pregnancy.
Yeah. Well, actually, this reminds me of when I was in primary school and we had a class pet and he was a giant African snail called Bob. And me and my friend Charlotte used to clean out his little tank on lunch break because we were little goons. And I remember cleaning it and finding little eggs in there. And they were, like, literally looked identical to mini eggs.
Yeah. You didn't try and eat it, did you?
Jess, you...
well,
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here or something, whatever. Bush took a trial, maybe, but and they were empty little eggs, so it was like a phantom pregnancy. But obviously, I think I might be right in saying that snails are hermaphrodites, so they have both things, if that makes sense. I don't know. I might be wrong. I might be wrong, but I'm sure that's the case. So I read that and I thought, well, hope for me yet. If Gertrude can do it, then so can I.
So we have been blessed this week with part one of season 3 of Bridgerton. Do, 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 do. What a tune.
Making that Pitbull song, the classical version of that, I would walk down the aisle to that. Would I walk down the aisle to Tonight, give me everything tonight? No, but would I walk down to do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do? Yes.
Honestly, it's insane, isn't it? And that carriage scene.
Lord. Lord. Okay.
Lord Bridgerton.
I have to say, I don't think Colin's that fit compared to previous Bridgertons.
No.
However, the chemistry between Colin and Penelope is absolutely undeniable. And that's what we have to talk about with this show. We said series 2, not that much going on. It kind of, you know, we were used to series 1, electric chemistry, you know, sex scenes between so many people go on about Kate and Anthony and how much they love them. Nah, did nothing for me.
Unfortunately, I don't feel that the spark is as there as it was with the first series and
the Duke, what was his name?
The Duke of Hastings and what was her name? Daphne. So the two of them, yeah. Anyway, that carriage scene, God, it made me lose my breath. I was like, Lord above, I'm sorry, but I haven't watched anything on TV for a while that's got me in such a fluster.
Honestly, it was insane. It was so sexy. It was like, oh, just, and her boobs were up here, weren't they? Like,
it was so believable. And like, you know how for TV shows, for actors, they have what's called an intimacy coach. So they have someone who's there with them on the scene, instructing them what to do to make it more believable and to make that chemistry feel so real.
It took them 2 days to film that scene. Oh, 2 days.
Imagine having to sit there and pretend you're getting fingered for 2 days.
Do that. Also, can we just appreciate, like, in these things, Bridgerton, when they all, like, lose their virginity or get touched for the first time?
Oh, my God, it's amazing.
Having an orgasm and loving it. She was probably in pain. She's never had anything up there.
Let's be honest.
And he's going to town.
Everyone's first time for everything is not how they make it out in the film. What was it? Camila Cabello, the singer, came out the other day and said that losing her virginity or something was like making love. I mean, come on now, girl. Let's be honest.
Oh, shut up.
Let's be honest, okay? It's nothing of the sort. Nothing of the sort. So
I just know that Penelope was not really enjoying that, like her face made out.
I want to know, how does one become an intimacy coach? Because I just feel like it's such a bizarre job to have.
It is, isn't it? Like, how do you just end up in that? I feel like you would have to have gone to, like, uni and done, like, psychology or something and come out and do something like that. I mean, I could do it. I could watch the Bridgertons and
but
tell
them
how to do it.
But then imagine being an intimacy coach and then actually having sex yourself. Would your partner believe anything that you're...
You'd be telling them what to do.
But anyway, I'm mad with Bridgerton because I hate that they've released half the... Because they did this last time as well, didn't they? First series, they released it the whole lot, didn't they? And then the second series, they released half and half, didn't they? Or was it all of...
No, I think it was... This is the first time they've done half
and
half.
Well, it irritates
me. But you know what? Because they all do that now, don't they? Like, Stranger Things did
it. It's because they want to get it out as soon as possible. They want to keep the momentum going. They want to, you know, really build up the hype. But I'm a binger. I love to binge.
I am too. And you know what? That series has actually received quite a lot of criticism so far, like, because they changed showrunner. So, like, all of the costumes and the scenes and backdrops and stuff aren't actually as good as they used to be.
Really?
So now everyone's got another month. Yeah. So now, if you, like, look back, I'll tag you in a TikTok in a minute. If you, like, look back and look at, like, the outfits in the parties and balls and stuff in, like, season one compared to now, it is really different.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now I've been made aware, when the next bit comes out, I'll keep a lookout.
You won't be able to
unsee it
now.
I just wish, because, I mean, it's taken them, like, 2 years to bring this out, hasn't it? Something like that. And I'm like, I just really wish that... I know it's hard, but I wish they could bring it out sooner. I didn't really enjoy the Queen Charlotte one that much. I got bored.
Do you know what? I did as well. And everyone talks about the love between the Queen and George and stuff. I just didn't see it. It seemed more like an arranged marriage to me.
My mum works with a guy who she says looks like him.
Is he single?
I actually have to be careful because... My mum has told me that people she works with listen to the podcast. So, embarrassing story. I was out the other day and I heard this story and I just thought, right, I've got to tell you. So, what I really love about being a girl is, you know, when you're on a night out or whatever and you make friends with a girl in the toilets or whatever, and it's just like this really nice girlhood moment. You just like say how amazing they look, you lend each other like bits and bobs. Anyway, I was out a couple of months ago, and I was sat at a little two-seater table, and then there was another two-seater table next to me.
Yeah.
I just had a spicy margarita, which I love, and it had like a gorgeous little red chili in it. And I thought, oh, it's like one for show, you know, it's not actually going to be hot. So I quite like spicy stuff anyway. So anyway, I pick this chili up,
yeah,
bite the whole thing, chewing it. It's not even that hot. It's absolutely fine. Oh. Anyway, mouth on fire. Jess, I was crying. My nose was streaming.
Oh, nah.
So the girls next to me, they were like, we've got chewing gums. She was like, we'll get you some water from the bar. Literally gave me a whole pack of chewing gums, and it was the only thing that was like cooling it down. Anyway, then afterwards, I ended up having a bit of a dance with them. Me and the person I was with, yeah, we ended up like sort of grouping around together. And so this girl was like, oh, I've just moved here. You know, do you like, should we go hang out sometime? And I was like, yeah, sure. So I saw her again on the weekend, and we went for a drink, and it was, aww, really nice. We had a great time, and I think I might be going for a drink with her tomorrow, nice, night. So I just love that we've made friends, because you know how sometimes you meet people out and you go, oh, we'll do something, and then you never do.
I feel like it's so hard to make friends with people.
Yeah, so it was really lovely, and we got on so well. I think we're probably even too similar. We're just both really crazy, so gonna like paint the town red this summer, no doubt. So anyway, she was saying to me, I've got some funny stories I can tell you for your podcast. And she said about how once when she was living at home, she bought a guy back to her house. And they're both really drunk. And she was in her bedroom, and there was a spider, and the guy was like, how much do you dare me to eat the spider? And she was like, no, like, and he just on a whim picked up the spider, put it in his mouth, started eating it. And she was like, what the are you doing? That could be like poison.
What a
that could
weirdo.
Be poisonous, right? So anyway, he runs out into the garden, starts projectile vomiting, right, because of this spider incident. So her mum comes down, sees this guy in the garden being sick, and she's like, what's going on?
Oh my god, that is
I mean, and I thought to myself, I thought, right, I've had some stories, I've had some in my time, but that takes the cake.
Why would you just say, oh, do you dare me to eat this spider, then pick up a live spider and eat it? You really think that's going to get a girl going?
I know. And there was a couple other stories that she told me as well. So I'm going to go back to her and see if there's any that she would be willing to share, because it was just, I just couldn't believe it. She had so many of them, and I was just like, girl, yeah, your life is a movie, a comedy movie.
Oh, I love it. Love it. So that is it for episode 12. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope Holly's brighter mood has cheered everyone up today.
And don't forget, we want to hear your embarrassing and funny stories. We'll keep you anonymous. Email us twokidsandabestfriend@gmail.com, or you can also slide into our DMs and tell us as well. But we look forward to seeing you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Ciao.